Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. A car has caught fire after colliding with a Transperth bus in Perth's north. It happened around 8 o'clock this morning on Warwick Road near the intersection of Lloyd Drive in Warwick. One person from the car has been taken to hospital with serious injuries. Road closures remain in place. The Deputy Premier says it's not too late for teachers to stop planned industrial action. They're set to walk off the job for half a day tomorrow as they call for better pay and conditions. Rita Saffiotti says a fair offer is currently on the table.
We're looking not only at the wages, but other things we can do to support teachers in the classroom and also in regional WA and also career progression. They're the other things that we're very, very keen to continue to discuss. There's no need to strike because we're sitting down having that negotiation.
Police in the southwest are appealing for information as they investigate a burglary at a Caves Road business. A safe was found on fire along Bustle Highway in Metricup last Monday morning. Police say a small white vehicle, possibly a Mitsubishi ASX, was seen in the area at the time. Witnesses should contact Crime Stoppers. London's Australia House has been temporarily renamed Bluey House in honour of the hit TV show. While the show has also received a special award from High Commissioner Stephen Smith, recognising its cultural impact in the UK and globally.
I'm absolutely confident this will be a one-off award for Bluey and Bluey only.
In sport, fresh off his derby performance, the Eagles are now able to consider extending the contract of young star Harley Reid, prompting speculation a new deal could make him a million-dollar man. Co-captain Liam Duggan says they knew straight away the 19-year-old was special.
You could tell in the pre-season there was something else about him. Been a lot of chat about Harley and that's the reason we've improved and he's helping, no doubt.
And the Ollie-Roos have missed out on qualifying for the Paris Olympics, our under-23 side crashing out of the Asian Cup with a nil-all draw against Qatar.